we started in 2008, where we were serving the needs of veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and today we are announcing that the program will be expanded to include all veterans. We're also today launching an ad campaign to get the word out to veterans and their friends and family that they can contact us through a toll-free number, 877-770-4801. It's a confidential line, and we encourage veterans and family and friends to call. The Maryland's commitment to veterans, it is a partnership. It's a partnership with nonprofit organizations, state government, and also the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. And I do want to take this opportunity to thank the tens of thousands of men and women who work at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs each and every day to support, serve, and assist our veterans and their families. In Maryland, we established a memorandum of understanding with the Vision in Maryland to partner up in providing health services and particularly in our rural communities. We find that in the area of behavioral mental health services, there is a large unmet need more and more of our veterans come from our rural communities, yet fewer and fewer resources are in that community. So in a memorandum of understanding that we signed with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, we're working together to meet that need. And we're real proud of it, and we're making some progress.
So from the veterans' perspective, what does this mean? That they will have more access to the tools to help them recover?
Absolutely. And what we find is when you set out to assist veterans with mental and behavioral health issues, often there are other issues that come into play. So Maryland's commitment to veterans looks at supporting veterans by tying them in, by linking them to existing programs, whether it's housing programs and assistance or job referrals, counseling, transportation, and it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There are a lot of great programs out there, whether provided by the USDA or by the nonprofit sector, by state government, but often veterans, for a number of reasons, just aren't familiar with the programs that are out there. So Maryland's commitment to veterans is to tie those veterans in to existing programs.
It sounds like there's a recognition there that this isn't just about mental health issues, that mental health issues can dovetail into every single aspect of the veteran's life.
Absolutely. It is not uncommon that if you encounter a veteran who is homeless, and far too many of our veterans are homeless, so I do want to commend the Obama administration and Secretary Shinseki for the commitment, the zero tolerance on veterans' homelessness. But if you encounter a veteran who's homeless, there's a likelihood that veteran is also experiencing some mental or behavioral health issues. There are a lot of interconnected issues, and you can't just approach it from a single silo, a single issue, but you have to be ready and prepared. That's not to say that every veteran who has a need also has a behavioral mental health issue, but the important thing is to approach it from a very holistic standpoint. If you're going to set out to support veterans and assist veterans, you've got to do it, be prepared to do it across the board in a variety of areas.
Now, Maryland is the first state in the whole country to partner with the VA like this?
Well, one of the things that that Maryland is the first in doing, I mean, there are a number of states that are doing some great things, but where a veteran, for whatever reason, cannot access mental or behavioral health services provided by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Maybe it's a transportation issue. Maybe it's an issue that the veteran can't get off of from work at a time that allows them to visit a community-based outpatient clinic. Maryland will work with that veteran. We will pay for, where necessary, those mental and behavioral health services. Now, in our partnership with the VA, USVA, we're going to try to get reimbursement from the federal government. But first and foremost, we're going to deliver the service to the veteran. And if Maryland needs the cost, then we'll do it. So that's where we are unique. We are willing, we're stepping up to the plate to pay for those services when we need to pay for those services. But we think with our partnership with the USDA that many of the services will be provided by connecting that veteran to existing services provided by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. But in those cases where they can't be, we're not going to let the needs of the veteran go unmet.
And I wanted to talk a bit about what happened at Fort Hood. I do understand that it is an ongoing investigation, and you wouldn't be able to comment on that specifically. But there was a woman there who was killed. She was from Maryland. There were two people who work with the VA who were killed as well. Give me some of your thoughts on that, and if Maryland is able to do anything for the family of that woman or working with the VA on this.
Sure. You know, our heart and prayers and thoughts go out to the families and friends of the victims of last week's tragedy at Fort Hood, those who lost their lives and those who are wounded. And as a country, we need to wrap ourselves around these families as they mourn and begin the healing process. I think that, you know, a tragedy like last week does remind us that there are needs of service members and veterans, many behavioral and mental health needs that we continually need to be vigilant to address, to identify, and to step in and support. So again, my heart goes out to those families and for those who lost their lives and wounded and that reside or call Maryland home. We have a number of programs to support those families, and we, as we do in the case of every service member who loses their life, we will make at the appropriate time a visit with the family and share with them the kind of assistance and support that we can provide.
It's just that the timing of the shooting at Fort Hood in conjunction with Maryland launching the Maryland's Commitment to Veterans Initiative, the timing was just so bitterly ironic and so awful. But I want to expand on something that you said, which is, you know, those around us, those around the veterans, those people who love them and are closest to them also need to be vigilant. It isn't just that the veteran needs to get over the stigma of reaching out for mental health counseling, but that those of us around them need to be able to watch for those warning signs. I think that's an important point that you just made.
That's right. And I'll restate that the Maryland's Commitment to Veterans Program and that toll-free number, 877-770-4801, friends and family of veterans can call that number on behalf of the veterans. So I encourage all of us to be mindful of the assistance and support that might be needed to our veterans, and let's help one another in getting assistance to our veterans.
And finally, as veterans are hearing this, maybe they do want to get involved or reach out. When does Maryland's Commitment to Veterans Initiative begin? Is it already underway?
Sure. It's underway. Today, we announced the expansion of the program to all veterans, as well as that ad campaign with that 877 number that I mentioned. And also, veterans can visit us on the website at www.veterans.maryland.gov. And that 877 toll-free number, that is a confidential line.